KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. Call them at 784-3678. Well, checking sports, first in postseason boys basketball last night. Class 2A boys district first round play. Doubleheader heard here on KJAN last night from Avoca. It was AHSTW spreading the wealth scoring-wise last night as they picked up a 74-48 win over Red Oak in a district first round game. R.J. Harris had 21 points to lead the way for the Vikings. The other part of our broadcast doubleheader last night saw Alex Best pump in 23 points, leading Clarinda to a 61-56 win over Shenandoah. Those were in District 16. In District 1 in Class 2A play last night, it was Maple Valley beating East Sac County 69-57, and OABCIG a winner over Missouri Valley 73-53. In boys Class 1A first-round district play last night from District 13, it was Orient Maxburg with a 45-44 win over Essex as Dwayne Figgins had the go-ahead layup with 10 seconds left. He also led the way with 19 points to lead the Bulldogs to that victory. In District 14, Riverside, a winner over Heartland Christian, 71-53. In District 15, Glidden-Ralston beat Peyton Sherdan, 68-66. Also in 1A boys district play, first round action from District 16, it was West Harrison over Whiting 77-43 last night. There were also some regular season boys contests last evening. Pretty good game for Atlantic last night on the road as in Hawkeye 10 conference play, Atlantic picked up a 72-66 win over Creston. A big third quarter turned the game around for Atlantic as the Trojans trailed 35-32 at halftime, only to outscore Creston 21-5 in the third quarter as they took a lead that they wouldn't give up down the stretch. Scott Leonard had a big night, both on the glass and at the hoop, as he had 27 points and 13 rebounds. Austin Alexander also had 23 points to lead Atlantic as the Trojans improved to 12-8 on the season as they get to the tail end of their regular season. Also in boys' regular season play last night in Rolling Valley Conference play, Booyer Valley defeated Coon Rapids Bayard 50-43. And in the corner conference, it was Stanton getting 24 points from Drake Johnson in a 70-58 win over Bedford last night. In men's college basketball, the North Carolina Tar Heels had a tough time putting away the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. The 14th-ranked Tar Heels needed a 13-0 burst in the final 5.5 minutes to complete their third win in 5 days, 83-66 against the Irish. Theo Pinson scored 14 of his 16 points after halftime and finished with 10 rebounds. Joel Berry II delivered a team-high 21 points to help the Heels overcome a tough night by top scorer Luke May, who scored just 8 points on 3 of 11 shooting. That win leaves North Carolina at 20-7 overall. They're 9-5 in the ACC. Monday's other top 25 game had Teddy Allen scoring 16 points, leading number 20 West Virginia to an 82-66 victory over TCU in Big 12 play. James Beadle Bolden added 14 points. Daxter Miles Jr. scored 13, and Wes Harris had 11 in the Mountaineers' third win in their last 4 games. Well, Virginia has climbed to number 1 in the latest Associated Press men's basketball poll despite Saturday's loss to Virginia Tech. The Cavaliers received 30 of 65 first-place votes to reach the top of the poll for the first time since December of 1982. Second-ranked Michigan State is second in the poll with 21 first-place votes, and they're followed in the poll by former number 1 Villanova, Xavier, and Cincinnati. Purdue is 6th ahead of Texas Tech, Big Ten leading Ohio State, Gonzaga, and Auburn. They round out the top 10 this week. Also in men's college basketball news, Mississippi men's basketball coach Andy Kennedy says he'll step down at the end of the season. That decision was announced 2 days after Ole Miss lost at LSU to extend its losing streak to 5 and drop to 11-14 overall, 4-8 in the SEC. Kennedy is the winningest coach at Ole Miss with 245 wins, ranking 18th in SEC history. In the NBA last night, it was Philadelphia beating the New York Knicks 108-92. New Orleans, a winner over Detroit 118-103. LA Clippers beat Brooklyn 114-101. Chicago over Orlando 105-101. Utah beat San Antonio 101-99. Golden State a 129-83 winner over Phoenix. 3 games in the National Hockey League last night. Toronto beat Tampa Bay 4-3. Florida over Edmonton 7-5. Arizona topping Chicago 6-1. Former National League Rookie of the Year Wally Moon has died at the age of 87. Moon was the 1954 National League Rookie of the Year after hitting .304 with 12 homers and 76 RBIs. He also won three World Series with the Dodgers from 1959 through 1965. Moon batted .289 with a .371 on-base percentage, 142 homers, and 661 RBIs in 1,457 career regular season Major League Baseball games. Also around the league, the Major League Baseball Players Association is keeping media out of its free agent training camp at the IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. The camp is open to the approximately 100 unsigned players who exercise the right to become free agents in November. Roy Halladay's number 32 will be retired by the Toronto Blue Jays before their opener against the New York Yankees on March 29th. Halladay died at the age of 40 on November 7th when the plane he was piloting crashed into the Gulf of Mexico. Former All-Star pitcher Esteban Loaiza has been arrested in California on suspicion of trafficking drugs. Loaiza was booked Friday on charges involving the possession, transport, and sale of 20 kilograms of suspected cocaine. Snowboarder Chloe Kim has delivered the third gold medal for the United States at the Pyeongchang Olympics. The 17-year-old Californian dominated the field in winning the halfpipe, posting a score of 93.75 during the first of her three runs in the finals and a 98.25 in the last run. Kim was the only rider to post a score over 90 during the first two rounds. American Ariel Gold won bronze, edging out three-time Olympic medalist Kelly Clark. Elsewhere at Pyeongchang, alpine skiing is finally underway amid blue skies and sunshine at the wind-buffeted Olympics. Marcel Hirscher of Austria has won the men's alpine combined event, the first career Olympic gold medal for one of skiing's greats. Hirscher used his elite skills in the slalom leg to rise from 12th place after the opening run of downhill. The men's downhill and women's giant slalom both have been postponed because of gusty winds. The U.S. is seeking its first speed skating medal after being held off the podium for the third straight event. World champion Heather Bergsma finished eighth in the 1,500 meters. U.S. teammate Brittany Bowe was fifth. Ryan Zapolsky will be the starting goaltender for the U.S. men's hockey team opener against Slovenia. The 31-year-old Zapolsky has been among the best players in the Continental Hockey League this season. Canada has beaten Finland 4-1 in pursuit of that country's fifth straight gold medal in women's hockey. Olympic swimmer Ariana Kukur says her former coach stole so much from her in the decade that she alleges he sexually abused her starting when she was a minor. Kukur told the Associated Press in an emotional interview that she can't get that time back, but can speak out so others recognize signs of abuse. The 28-year-old world champion swimmer says it's freeing to talk about the allegations. Sean Hutchison has denied abusing Kukur, who said that they were in a consensual relationship after the 2012 Olympics when she was 23. Kukur said someone who began forming a relationship with her when she was 13 couldn't possibly say that it was consensual. And no charges will be filed against a man who tried to attack former sports doctor Larry Nassar in a Michigan courtroom. Eaton County prosecutor Douglas Lloyd says Nassar and his attorneys didn't want charges against Randy Margraves. He says he gave those views considerable weight because they were potential victims. Margraves is the father of three daughters who say they were sexually assaulted by Nassar, the former Michigan State University and USA Gymnastics doctor. Nassar was sentenced to prison for molesting women and girls with his hands. He's first serving a 60-year sentence for child pornography crimes. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you have seen it, we can do it. That's what they say at Walnut Woodworks. Give Gary Bloom a call at 784-3678. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.